Now, the best time to catch it and watch it is as it first arises in you, at the when you first notice it arising, to immediately become very alert with every cell of your body and feel it. There it is. And stay alert. Stay present. Continue to watch. This is the beginning of the transmutation of pain. The more you watch, the less it can feed. It loses its energy charge every time you stay present as the watcher of it. It's not gaining new energy. In fact, it's losing energy as the pain body, but the very energy that was trapped in there as the pain body becomes part of the aliveness of who you are. Many people's life energy is, to a large extent, trapped in their pain body. They have little access to their aliveness because the pain absorbs so much of their aliveness, and it's all trapped in there, in a big, unhappy me. And nothing is flowing. There's no flow whatsoever. There's only a huge contraction. Many human beings are one big contraction. It's amazing. The egoic state is one big contracted state. Nothing flows. And as the energy becomes freed that's in the pain body, there's an incredible increase in aliveness and vitality. And of course, pain goes. It will not go the very first time you do it. You will have to do it many times. Many times it will try to arise again, and it will arise. Many times you will lose it. You will lose yourself in it again. That's right. It's all part of this. There will be times when it will take you over again. And afterwards you remember, oh, there it was, and I missed it completely. You might have gone through 3 hours of drama with your partner, and afterwards you say, oh, that was the pain body. I missed it completely. That's all right. Next time maybe you'll catch it and know that it's there. The good thing is that the pain body becomes actually your ally in your presence practice, because without it, very few people would have enough motivation to enter the new state of consciousness. Every time the pain body comes, until you know this fact, the pain body will trick you every time and you will lose consciousness every time. But now that you know this, whenever it comes, it becomes incorporated into your practice of presence. So the more often it comes, the better it is. You're lucky. If you have a strong pain body, you're lucky. It's good for your practice. It can become a great teacher. The most powerful part of your practice is to work with the pain body. And see how quickly the transmutation happens when it no longer is an unhappy me. It's simply pain. Not pleasant, but you can allow it. And there's an incredible intensification of presence every time you bring it to the pain body. Now, those of you who have very dense or heavy pain bodies will need more intense presence. Most people that I know who have gone to become almost free of pain, there are not yet many who are completely free, but there will be, are people who have had very dense pain bodies because their motivation is stronger to be free.
This concludes session 2. Our program continues with session 3.